Cornerstone Church, Key Women Daily Devotional, Julia Taylor, Day 20. Obedience. 1 Samuel 15:22. What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. What makes a good or a bad soldier, servant, or athlete? It's obedience to your commander, coach, or your master. I often give this example. If I came to work for you and you gave me 3 instructions before you leave: 1, wash the windows; 2, vacuum the carpets; and 3, wash the floors. When you return, I have washed all the curtains, all the rooms are spotless, and I've repacked all the cupboards and cleaned them out. I've done all the laundry, ironed and packed everything away. I didn't even stop for a break. I just work like a machine and I'm exhausted. Am I a good or a bad servant? It might be hard for you to understand, but actually I'm a bad servant because I haven't obeyed you, my master. I did what was right in my own eyes. I decided how to serve you. There is a term we use in Bible study that we sometimes apply to understanding the meaning of words that the author used when they wrote scripture. It's called the rule of the first mentioned. And there is a beautiful picture in Genesis chapter 22 that has love, obey, and worship used together for the first time. God calls Abraham to test his faith. He instructed Abe to take his son Isaac, whom he loved so much, and go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on a mountain God would show him. The next day, Abe traveled with his boy and his servants, and when he saw the mountain, he said that only he and the boy would go and worship God there. And then he makes a curious statement: "Then we will come right back." Wow, how is that for faith? After placing the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, Isaac asks him where the lamb was for the offering. And Abe replies, "God will provide a lamb for the offering, my son." When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abe picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. But at that moment, the angel of the Lord stopped him because he had seen Abraham's obedience. Then Abraham saw a ram caught in the bush and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. The result of Abraham's obedience was not only a blessing to Abraham's descendants, but also to all nations. There's so much we can learn from this passage, but the main thing is, if I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, then I will fully obey him and do all that he asks of me. That is when I worship him in spirit and in truth. There's one more thing to see in this passage. Abe said God would provide a lamb, but he didn't. He provided a ram. God provided the lamb much later when he gave Jesus, his beloved son, for the ransom of the world. Jesus, the Lamb of God, died in our place so that we could live eternally with him. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you for Jesus, whom you provided to die in my place. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, whom indwells me and makes it possible for me to obey you in all things. Here I am, Lord, listening to you and ready to obey. If you are journaling, here are some questions. How are you proving your love for God? Has God ever asked you to do something or give something up? How did you respond? What was the result? And what did it cost you? And finally, have you accepted Jesus as the final sacrifice, who died so that you may live?